Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Again, thank you for calling in and joining us today as we look at the Word of God and receive life and inspiration from it. And today I have a little passage here in Hebrews I want to read that I was reading recently and was encouraged by it. I want to share that with you today. And it's in Hebrews chapter 11, the famous faith chapter. Always a good chapter to read for encouragement. And I was looking at down towards the end here in verse maybe 32, starting in verse 32, after the writer gives many examples of faith. He shifts a little and he says, "And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings." Well, I'll just pause there at the end of verse 35. And we have this list of mighty men of God who subdued kingdoms. They toppled kingdoms and kings, did many mighty works in the name of the Lord, stopped the mouths of lions, and so forth. And I think that's these are examples for us of what we can do and be overcomers also with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and by in his name and with the authority that he has given us, we can be overcomers as well. But I was encouraged as I read on verse 36, 37, and 38. It says, "Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth." And so these also are listed here in the faith chapter, even though they weren't out winning the battle physically. It would have to the observer, it would have appeared that they had lost. They were being stoned, they were killed, they were imprisoned, slain with the sword, lost their possessions, lost their clothes. They had to put on sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. And then in verse 38, we have this. It says, "They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth." That's where, like, they basically ran and hid themselves in caves wherever they could find a spot to hide. And they also are listed here in the faith chapter. And that just encouraged me that we're not always, or maybe we could say not all of us are David, or we're not all like Daniel in the lion's den. We're not all like David doing battle with Goliath, at least not every day. Sometimes we just we feel like running and hiding. We feel distress and we feel discouraged and we run for refuge. And I just want us to see this, that when we need a place of refuge, that there is a refuge for us in our Lord, and He wants to be our refuge. And we have not denied the faith if we run to Him for shelter, even though He wants us to be men and women of faith, be able to be strong and do battle. We can also find refuge in Him when we're feeling scared or when we're feeling defeated. We can run to Him, just as these did in this chapter here in Hebrews, finding their shelter in dens and caves of the earth. We can find refuge in the Lord spiritually, and you know, the time may come when we could well come when we would also find ourselves in need of a shelter, when if our houses would be taken from us. We don't know what the future holds. But looking at this spiritually, I just see that there are times when we are not feeling strong, and we feel like running. And so I want us to be encouraged that the Lord is full of compassion, and He is our refuge. He wants to be our healer and our comforter, and to encourage us to be strong. But sometimes we need a little place to rest. We need a place of rest and refuge also, just as Elijah, after he had his great victory on Mount Carmel, he also he ran for a cave shortly after that. He needed a time of rest there. So that's my thought for today. I hope that we can be encouraged by the examples in Scripture and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. May God bless your day.